When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Excited for 4th of July?
Absolutely.
I do enjoy things that go boom.
Jesus fucking Christ. Already with you. Already with you.
Would you expect anything less?
I think it's going to rain all 4th of July weekend.
No way.
Yeah, I think it's going to. So no cookouts for us. Nobody's making any burgers. But yeah.
Speaking of burgers.
So, Sam... Where are you taking us today on the tragic school bus?
I'm going to Baltimore.
We're going to Baltimore.
I'm tragic.
Are we learning about crab cakes?
I know.
No, the other white meat.
Jesus.
I couldn't even say
Is
that.
Is it pork?
Sort of.
Is it long pig?
I don't even know what long pig is.
You have messed her up with the tragic school bus, haven't you?
Yeah, the tragic school bus fucked her up.
Oh, that was funny. I was not ready.
I've been keeping that one in the bag for a hot second.
We're going to talk about Joe Metheny this week in honor of 4th of July and cookouts.
Yeah, everybody's barbecuing.
Yeah.
Traveling, so they're going to be stopping on the side of the road to pick up a snack on the way to their destination.
What kind of snacks are we picking
up? After don't be this that episode, white. You might search for vegan options.
So, Joseph Roy Metheny was an American murderer from the Baltimore, Maryland area who claimed that he was a serial killer and had killed up to 13 people. However, there was only enough evidence found to convict him for 2 murders. So either he was just that good or a bald-faced liar.
You know, a lot of the times you'll see these guys kind of inflate their body count a little bit.
Right. Well, he was quite inflated himself.
But there's not a lot of info on, like, not a lot of detailed info on this guy.
Sounds like most men. I'm going to inflate something.
Jeez. I can't with you tonight.
My murder count, my dick size.
I'm gonna.
Your body count.
This is my
body
be count, the one my dick size.
I think he did it. I think he killed all 13.
His victims were heavily involved with alcohol and addictive hard drugs, as was Joe himself. And the killings also involved brutal sexual assaults. I almost said attacks. Same thing.
Same thing.
Joe's attorneys said that he had been neglected as a child and that his father was an alcoholic who was killed in a car accident when he was 6, and that his mother neglected her 6 children while she worked double shifts outside the home. Joe said that his parents often sent him to live with other families in, quote, foster-like arrangements. He falsely claimed that his mother was dead. His mother said that they were somewhat poor and she had to work hard as a waitress, barmaid, and a food truck driver. But she had provided her children with a normal family life.
I retract my previous statement. He's probably full of shit.
Her children had never gone hungry or been put into homes of other families, as Joe has claimed. She said that he was an above-average student, always polite, and was not mean as a child. And she said that he was smart, had a good childhood. If he was neglected, it was his own fault. It was a pretty good home. Joe joined the United States Army when he turned 18 in 1973. His mother said that he had served in Germany. Also, he claimed that he had served a tour in Vietnam and had become addicted to heroin while in an artillery unit there. His mother said that she had no recollection of him serving in Vietnam, and the circumstances of his service was reported as unverified in press reports.
Dude, stolen valor.
Yeah.
This dude's stolen valor.
He's a liar.
No. The stolen valor is like the worst lie you can ever tell.
Is it though?
I think it's one of the worst ones.
I think I would mark it up there. Like, yeah. If you had to go, like, stolen valor, I'm on birth control.
Yeah, that one's real bad. Yeah.
That one is bad.
Stolen valor won't ruin your life. The other one will. Don't stick your dick in crazy, kids.
Life lessons from Eric.
Oh, do enjoy your life lessons, but why don't you live by your own words?
Take it from me, somebody that stuck their dick in crazy.
American involvement in Vietnam had actually ended when he was in the service, quote unquote.
So, yeah, once again, stolen valor.
So, yeah.
Full of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
Total piece of shit.
Joe seldom contacted his mother after he joined the Army. She said he just kept drifting further and further away. I think the worst thing that ever happened to him was drugs. It's a sad, sad story. Joe Metheny wasn't what you would call the most stable person. If his rap sheet is any reflection of his personality, he'd racked up a history of assault and disorderly conduct charges. Later, when he was sitting behind bars, he'd tell his attorney that all his misdeeds stemmed from drugs and traumatic childhood. But that couldn't explain away his behavior.
He's a textbook sociopath.
I think so far.
Like, deflect, fucking blame everybody else. It's not his fault.
He's not remorseful.
Yeah. He has no remorse.
No feelings.
Like, it's everybody else's fault but his. And this is going to stay true through this entire thing.
So Joe Metheny's murder career stemmed from his family problems, mostly that they took off on him, his family. There was a time when he was a simple family man with a wife and a son. But like all couples, Joe and his wife had some issues. Who doesn't? He spent the majority of the money he made from his low-paying job as a forklift driver for a pallet company on three things: booze, crack, and heroin. A family built around drugs probably wasn't the healthiest thing in the world, and it definitely wouldn't last. One night, after working overtime, Joe came home to an empty house. His wife had taken his then 6-year-old son, who'd later wind up in foster care, and skedaddled. She'd peace out. Girl Scout. Mm. Let's go.
So she took the kid and left, huh?
She took everything.
I can't imagine this guy reacting in a very positive way.
What are you talking about? He was fine with it. He was like, all right.
Was he?
No. We wouldn't be here talking about it if he had reacted like that.
Oh, no. I was going to say, well, I guess episode's over. He found God.
That's it, guys.
Follow us
on our socials.
See you next week.
Follow socials. Did he just, like, light a candle and just, like, lay in the bathtub with, like, some roses? And he's like...
He played some Lizzo.
Yes. Truth hurts.
Fuck. I hate this show.
No, I'm you done. Don't.
I quit.
No, you're not.
This is before the time of Lizzo, and we're just, like, throwing that out there.
All right, so he played what? Cyndi Lauper?
Yes. That would have been Cyndi Lauper, right?
No.
Benatar?
Who's, this is in the 90s. Who's the girl that was in the Geico commercials right now?
Oh,
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, he's definitely bumping the Lisa Loeb.
Maybe a little Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. This is like mid-90s.
Alanis Morissette's gotten me through some shit.
I'm willing to bet he was blasting the Blues Traveler, though, when he was making those burgers.
A Ramblin' Man.
Every time I think of the Ramblin' Man, I think of somebody with Tourette's. I don't know why.
She took everything. She was a crack addict. He said that she could have taken their 6-year-old son to his mother's house and taken everything else, and he would have been fine. He later told the police, quote, I found out about 6 months later she had moved on the other side of town with some asshole that had her out selling her ass for drugs.
Tell us how you really feel, Joe.
Right? They got busted for drugs, and they took my son away from them for child neglect and child abuse. He didn't have a chance at getting his son back now that he was a ward of the state due to his past criminal record. After discovering his new bachelor status, Joe went on a hunting spree. And not the fun kind.
So he went out to the bay and hunted for blue crabs, right?
Blue something, maybe. Blue crabs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He had a pretty good idea of where to start since he'd been a user himself. He spent days and days looking for his wife and her new boyfriend, going to halfway houses, and he checked where she used to go do drugs under this bridge. He didn't find them there, but he did find two homeless men who he thought had done drugs with her in the past, but when asked, the two homeless men had no idea who his wife was.
Well, I wonder if he was listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers. When he was going under the bridge.
Oh, my God. You can't turn a crack whore into a wife.
Mm-hmm. He tried.
No.
And he learned.
Oh.
They're like, I don't know who this girl is. Sorry. So instead of, you know, all right, guys, see you later. Have a good night. Thanks anyway. He chopped them up with an axe and tossed them into the river.
I find this very hard to believe.
I don't know.
Because as a larger man myself... And Joe Metheny was no small fry.
No. He wasn't even a large fry. He was like the supersized fry.
Yeah, he was like the Spud Max at McAllister's.
Oh, my God.
I get winded doing any physical labor. Swinging an axe to chop up two people is... I would be having a massive heart attack.
I've seen you dig a ditch before.
And I just bitched and cried and sweated the whole time.
I have a fun fact. Did you know that it takes the same amount of pressure to bite through like a full-size carrot as it would a human finger?
Why do I feel like somebody's going to bite through a finger?
Like if you can bite through like the big carrots, like the normal size mm-hmm. carrots, like not the baby ones, you can bite through a human finger. It takes the same amount of pressure.
Can we add this?
Fun fact of the day.
Can we add this to the list of why I know that I'm definitely... psychopathic.
Why we would be great serial killers.
Yes, we're adding this to the list because I'm pretty sure I can do that.
I don't want to be the guinea pig on this. Please, no.
Are you turtling over there?
I'm getting ready to walk out the room. Let y'all handle this.
Go to the local food line just to try out.
I'm gonna go sleep at my mom's tonight.
That would be an interesting explanation.
Girls said they were gonna bite my fingers off.
One by one.
I'm not liking this.
It doesn't say which finger, because I feel like the thumb you'd need more pressure.
That would be closer to like probably
a carrot.
Yeah.
We are so off topic.
Joe wasn't out looking to bring his wife home. He was out for revenge at this point. Shortly after murdering the homeless men, Joe lured a sex worker to, quote, Joe, a crack whore, to the same bridge with the promise of drugs. He got her high in hopes that she would tell him where he could find his ex and her new man. But she told him she had no idea who or where these people were, so he beat and raped her and threw her body into the bushes.
In the bushes, you say?
In the bushes.
After slaughtering two men with an axe.
And throwing them in the river. He lured one more sex worker under the bridge, finishing her off in a similar way before he was ready to move on. But he ran into a snag. A fisherman was nearby, and Joe feared he may have seen him hiding a body, so he beat him to death with a steel pipe.
Jesus Christ.
Where's the axe? Did he lose the axe?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That's my first thought.
Well, he probably chopped the two dudes up.
Oh, threw the axe into the water?
Threw the axe in the fucking river.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, get rid of the weapon, you know?
Yeah. Where did the steel pipe come into play?
He's under a bridge, so it's probably easy to find.
Who's leaving all these potential murder weapons under this bridge?
I mean, we are in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That doesn't mean anything. Until one day when I find a crossbow underneath a bridge in Baltimore, it is the only time that I'm going to be like, murder weapons, they just like appear.
I've been to Baltimore. Like, beautiful city.
Are they like NPCs?
I've never been
they
to Baltimore.
Just like pop up out of the ground. They're like an auto spawn. They're auto spawning out. Here's a weapon.
It's like he's literally playing GTA.
They're just like floating.
That's exactly what I thought.
Joe Metheny is literally playing GTA. What I do when I'm bored and I just go start picking up hookers and killing them.
I think you need to talk about that with somebody.
You know, I may need to see some therapist, yes. But we're not talking about me.
So all these murders happen within a 7-hour span.
So
he's racked up four bodies.
By the end of this.
No, five.
He four? Is five.
Five.
Two fishermen, two hookers.
Two homeless men.
Two homeless two
hookers
men.
And a fisherman.
Two crack whores.
Sorry.
Sorry. We need to quote Joe on that one.
Two crack whores, two homeless men, and a fisherman.
So by this point, he is just covered in viscera and
yeah,
blood.
He has to be one hell of a mess.
In a 7-hour period?
He probably jumped in the river and wiped it all off.
Where's the partridge and
with
the pear tree?
Clothes. You can't just like rinse that off. What is he, naked?
I mean, that would be more... Yeah, get that image in your head.
It would be more plausible.
He's looking like Fat Bastard from the Austin Powers movies in the sauna scene.
Oh, God. I'm not sleeping tonight.
Two crack whores and a fisherman.
It's a 4th of July episode, not a Christmas episode. Get out of here.
So,
you mean start to the Star Spangled Banner? Would that make you feel better about that?
Calm your shit.
So he was arrested for the murders of the homeless men and spent a year and a half in jail waiting on his trial, but wound up being acquitted for the murders. There wasn't enough evidence to convict the guy, and he was acquitted of the charges.
Do what now?
He was acquitted. There wasn't enough evidence.
What? They couldn't find
against
anything?
Against him. Wasn't enough evidence against him.
Did the crack whores live?
No.
Oh. So you just beat... Raped him, killed him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so they only had enough evidence to make him do a year and a half.
He was just waiting for the trial.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
He, like, had been arrested.
Just casually hanging out in jail.
But it was only for those two it was only for the murders of the homeless men. Not the hookers or the fishermen.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Somebody is not getting their fresh catch.
Catch of the day, I would not want.
No. So once he was out of jail and free to roam the streets, he contacted his old boss and talked him into not only giving him his job back, but he convinced him to let Joe live in the trailer on the property and to, like, look after the place.
Oh, that seems like a dandy idea.
Right? Great idea.
What could go wrong?
I mean, he only murdered some people, but he got acquitted.
Yeah.
He got acquitted. Give the man a chance.
But the pallet company's building was pretty isolated, and it was the perfect place for Joe to explore his new favorite hobby.
Tell me it's not... painting or something like making craft beer.
It's definitely not macrame.
No. Not crochet. No. It's murder, isn't it? It's murder.
That's why we're talking. We mean, we're here. We are here talking about it today. He's not cross-stitching.
You know...
He could do that and include his
other favorite. We're not pulling an Ed Gein here.
Right?
Okay. No. Yeah.
Well, he is going to apply these skills in another way.
He is going to... Can we get a shot?
It's more along the Catherine Knight energy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
And this is when I get psychotically excited.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys. We get really, really excited about cannibals and shit like this.
Yeah.
And that's
it's kind of our thing.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. Ooh, tell me about it. What spices did he use?
I don't know all that, but we'll talk about it. So after Joe was over his first few killings, which could possibly be categorized as crimes of passion, he began to kill for what seems like sport. In reality, the rage that's believed to have driven Joe to those first crimes should have worn off after he realized he just chopped up some guys with an axe. So.
Yeah. Why do I feel like there's no cool down period?
When he had a year and a half cool down, but.
Nah, he sat there like a moth, isolated, ready for it.
Masturbating to it in prison.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo. One of the key differences between the early murders and the later ones was how he disposed of the bodies. The first few, he dumped in the river. The later ones, though, Joe disposed of with culinary creativity.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, folks. Die-ins.
Yeah, die-ins. Dies. All
right. Pretty quickly after he was released, he murdered two prostitutes. He lured 45-year-old Kathy Ann Magaziner and 26-year-old Kimberly Spicer back to his trailer before stabbing and strangling them to death. He then got to work, dismembered them, put the meatiest parts of them in the freezer, buried the rest in the truck lot of the pallet company he worked for. He stuffed one of the prostitutes' dismembered bodies into one of the pallets, and no one ever noticed.
There is no attention to detail at this fucking place of business.
Zero. Less than zero.
They, like, move a pallet, an arm falls out.
What? Oh, what's that?
I don't know.
Nah. 6 months after he murdered the second prostitute, he went back to where he stashed her, found her skull, cleaned it off, and performed sexual acts with one of his victims' severed and decomposing head.
That is...
A little bit of Ed Kemper.
Yeah, that's definitely an Ed Kemper callback.
Luckily, there probably would be no need for lube with the amount of, like...
Slime and rot.
Yeah, I was going to go with the rot. It probably makes a very, very... Look, she's disgusted with me, but I'm just thinking of the fact that it is...
What did he do with the head after he got done?
Making a deposit.
I'm speechless. I normally have a joke, but...
I am firing on all cylinders today.
She is on her A game tonight.
Yes, she really fucking is.
I don't know what he did with the head.
I do.
Oh, God.
He threw it in a trash can.
That was less climactic, literally, than I thought it was going to be.
Fucked a severed head and threw it in the trash can.
What trash? Where?
I don't know. That's just what he said. Just
threw it in a trash can and no one ever noticed.
Nobody noticed.
A decomposing head in a trash can.
He probably threw it in a dumpster.
Gross. I can't unpack that right now. We got too much other shit to talk about. Stuffing a body in a pallet and burying them in the truck yard and throwing parts of it in the trash can is not all he did with the bodies. Back at home, He mixed the prostitutes' flesh with a mixture of beef and pork, making them into patties. Over the next several weekends, he would sell these patties at a barbecue stand he opened up on the side of the road. This went on for weeks. Passersby, truckers, and residents would all come eat at Joe's barbecue stand, unknowingly ingesting the flesh of his victims.
I'm Guy Fieri, and I'm here on the roadside of Maryland, here to check out these pork burgers that Joe Metheny's cooked up. Joe, what's the recipe? Dead crack whore. Oh, little, my God.
Little bit of pork, little bit of beef, and a smidgen of crack whore.
Yeah. I'd eat that shit on a flip-flop.
It's out of this world.
It's out of this world. He told police, the human body tastes very similar to pork. If you mix it together, no one can tell the difference. I feel like that's a lie.
Well, a study was just done on hot dogs.
I don't want to know about that. Oh, I like hot dogs.
Too bad. I'm going to ruin hot dogs for everybody because it's the right episode. It's 4th of July. Yep. Because we're ruining burgers for you. We're going to ruin hot dogs. So the study that was done was they tested 307 hot dogs from different companies, and like a good amount of them contained human DNA.
No fucking way. Yeah,
look this shit up.
No way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Somebody lost their finger in the processor.
Where did that come from?
I was just perusing TikTok and saw it. But there is a book called Animal Farm. Or no, not Animal Farm. Jesus Christ. The Jungle, that caused people to like not eat meat for a while. Like back in the 30s and shit, because of how fucked up conditions were, where people accidents would happen, like people would cut parts of their hands and shit off into hot dogs.
No, thank you.
Does it make them snap better?
That's the intestine casing. Nothing beats a ballpark.
Does it make them juicier?
I mean, hot dogs are already made out of pork anuses anyway, so it's, you know, probably the human's better quality meat anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So, everyone was loving these sandwiches. No one ever said they tasted funny. No one even noticed.
I would love for Joe Metheny's Pit Barbecue stand to be able to be Yelp reviewed.
Why is there not a serial killer, like, barbecue stand made? Please make this a thing.
Yes.
You don't have to use the real thing. Or just
a serial killer cookbook.
Yes.
There is one.
Does it have Ed?
It has like their last meals and stuff in it.
No. I'm talking about Albert Fish's recipes, Joe Metheny's recipes, Dahmer's recipes.
but acceptable substitutes, obviously.
Cannibal cookbook. Yeah, cannibal cookbook.
I'm okay with it.
Should we include the Donner Party in that?
Yes.
I don't know. It'd be kind of bland. They were kind of starved to death.
A little leathery.
Ugh. Yeah, we're going to do the Donner Party this November.
It'll so be
stay
fun.
Tuned for that one.
So whenever Joe was low on his special ingredient, he would just head out and find another prostitute or homeless person. He supposedly killed 10 people, and had he not been apprehended, police don't think he would have stopped.
So he killed 10 people for the stand, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
So his body count would be up to 15, not 13, like he said. He's an idiot anyway, it's fine. Yeah.
Because I used his words.
I know. So he was finally caught in 1996 when a potential victim escaped and ran right to the police. Another sex worker named Rita Kemper, no relation to Ed Kemper, right?
Probably no relation.
I just find that funny. She'd fallen into his trap. He recalls, quote, "I got her in there and started to rip her clothes off and knocked the hell out of her. She was screaming, and I just kept laughing at her.
Real sadistic motherfucker.
Right? Luckily, Kemper was brave enough to make a run for it.
I feel like that's not hard to do.
Yeah.
He was like 500 pounds.
He wasn't the most agile guy around.
Yeah, if he ran, his knees would turn to powder.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he ate his own supply. Is that what you're telling me? Is that how he got to that point? Or was
he was big before then.
Oh.
He was a big dude.
We'll be posting pictures of him.
Ooh. So Joe said, quote, "I turned around for a split second. She ran out the door. There was an 8-foot chain link fence with barbed wire on top of it around the front. There was a stack of wooden pallets next to the fence about 10 feet high. She scaled those pallets like a monkey and jumped the fence and ran down the main road. Kemper was able to reach a local gas station, and from there she alerted authorities." Wasn't she naked to doing all this?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had ripped all her clothes off and shit.
So she's going to lose a running titty. Down. She's going to lose a fucking nip-nip.
Almost did. For real.
On that barbed wire.
For realsies.
Of course, it's like, at least Joe got something if she did lose a nip. Like, well, I can at least make some bacon.
I'm sure it sizzles just fine.
Oh, God.
You ever had pork belly?
No, I haven't.
It's a lot like that.
Like Eric said, Joe Metheny was not a little guy by any means. He is over 6 feet tall and about 450 pounds. Him's a big guy.
I need him to do a Whopper commercial.
As him being the Whopper?
No, him.
Imagine being.
Him. Go ahead with your thing. I had a whole fantasy going on over here where he like does a whole Whopper commercial and like takes the human meat patties and like rubs it
Lady
on
Lady Gaga's stuff. It.
Oh, like the Hardee's commercial.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
Oh, it was Hardee's.
All the hot girls like.
Yeah.
Yes, but eating I need him. But with like the severed head in the other hand.
Making out with it?
Yes. The tongue falls
before
out.
Before or after he fucked it? Before or after he fucked it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It might be more interesting if after his deposit,
so,
for everybody's, you know, sake.
I can just imagine the horror that girl went through witnessing a middle-aged Stay Puft Marshmallow Man chasing after her in a pallet lot.
Dragging 1 foot behind him. The weight.
Right.
He's waddling. He's not running. He's waddling.
Fast.
Yeah.
Fast waddling.
Like a penguin.
So Joe couldn't run fast enough to catch up to her, so she obviously escaped.
You should have rolled.
You might have gotten faster.
Like the boulder from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He runs into the fence, knocks her over. I got you, bitch!
Right? He probably could have gotten there faster.
Like rolls over her, flattens her.
Mm-hmm. And just lays on her until she suffocates.
Makes the meat better. It tenderizes it.
Jesus. This is getting dark.
Oh, Lord. So the police thought that they were going to have a hard time apprehending this guy because he's so freaking huge. He was very Edmund Kemper about it, though. He just came out and was like, yep, you got me.
I mean, what's he going to do? You think he's going to put up a fight?
I mean, it could have gone either way. That's a big dude.
Yeah, but he just chased that bitch down the lot.
He was winded. He was probably still trying to catch his breath when they showed up.
Yeah. I mean, I know if I do any like yard work or anything, I got to lay down for like a fucking hour. I'm just like, fuck it, whatever.
When he was being interrogated, he willingly confessed and told police the details about each murder. He even told them about the fisherman's murder that he'd gotten away with years ago. He showed no remorse for the things he'd done. He said he enjoyed killing and wouldn't apologize to the families of the victims because it would be a lie. He explained that God knew all about what he did and he was quite happy to be judged by God and by an actual judge in a court of law. During his confession, he told police, quote, "The only thing I feel bad about in any of this is I didn't get to murder the two motherfuckers I was really after. And that's my ex old lady and the bastard she got hooked up with."
Oh boy, I had a good recipe for them now.
It ended up as a passion for the taste of blood and the overwhelming sense of power one gets from taking the life of another.
Damn.
That's heavy.
Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't say, for a dude from Baltimore, he doesn't say a goddamn thing about using Old Bay at all. And I find that a travesty.
Right?
Yeah. Because you know how those people love Old Bay.
So I have some words from Joe Metheny about his life behind bars.
All right.
You ready for it? Mm-hmm. To start out, I will tell you about myself at the present moment, which is locked up. I am 48 years old. I weigh about 450 pounds, and it's not all fat. I've been locked up for almost 8 years now. But when one has been sentenced to a couple of life without parole sentences, time doesn't matter anymore. I have no problem with being locked up, for no one put me here but myself, true, and I deserve to be right where I'm at, because I had 12 law-abiding jurors that told me so in a couple different cases. Ha ha. I was only convicted of 2 murders and 1 kidnapping for the one that got away. I got 50 years for her. The first murder, I was sentenced to life without parole. The second one, they gave me the death penalty. I sat on Maryland's death row for 3 years, and then they overturned my sentence and gave me another life without parole and sent me down here for the rest of my life. I killed 7 people, 3 men and 4 women. 2 men I chopped up with an axe under a bridge in South Baltimore. I was found not guilty for them, because they couldn't prove I did it. Under that same bridge, I also killed 2 women and 1 man who was fishing, who just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I weighed their bodies down and put them in that river. I showed police where I put them about 3 years later, but they couldn't find them, so they could not charge me for them.
The crabs had probably eaten them by then.
Right? My murder rampage started out as revenge, but ended up as a passion for the taste of blood and an overwhelming sense of power one gets for taking the life of another.
Damn, dude.
Inspirational. That's all I'm going to say. Inspirational.
Nothing feels better than killing the enemy. Learn that in Nam.
Nothing's better than killing a crack whore, I guess.
And those are life lessons that we're going to take with us.
He is extremely fucking inconsistent.
Yeah.
With his story.
And that he says he killed 7 people.
I wonder if he's not counting certain ones.
Possibly.
But what he's ones also, would he not be counting?
I'm not sure.
He's also really not consistent. Like, there's, like, necrophilia and cannibalism and...
He's like, just all over the place.
Yeah, there's, like, he didn't know. He's like, I'm just gonna, you know, try it out. I'm just
gonna taste one of everything.
I honestly feel like he's full of shit. I'm going to just say he probably killed those 2 dudes under the bridge, but there was no 2 women under the bridge. I just see a lot of fucking inconsistencies.
Do you think that he killed the amount of people when he was at the like trailer pallet, the compound?
I think he killed those 2 women and the one got away.
Yeah, but those two
ladies
else?
Of the night. I just don't see him doing that, like killing all those fucking people.
I don't get the necrophilia part. That was just like a random, like, thrown
well,
in there.
Well, you know, sometimes when you feel like getting kinky and you're fucked up, you never, you know, looked at some porn you were ashamed of?
No.
That must be a dude thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of anything.
I don't know. There's been a couple where after I finished, I was like, oh.
That post nut clarity?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I feel grimy. I need to go take a shower. It's like, well, YOLO, you only live once. Well, I'm never going to get this chance to fuck a severed head again. If it was good for Kemper, it's good for me.
Yeah.
Can somebody come up with the Joe Metheny spice mix? I just need you to do that.
It's Old Bay.
It's
Old Bay.
It's just Old Bay.
He's from Baltimore. It's Old Bay.
Old Bay and crack.
Oh.
A little bit of crack. That's why everybody liked it.
That's the reason everybody liked
it. The spice.
It. How are you able to tell the difference of the meat when you're high?
I told myself I wouldn't make a Dune reference, and here I went. All right, guys. I think that's going to wrap it up for us on Old Joe Metheny.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Who wants to drop the socials?
I will drop the socials. Number one, thank you for listening. We do absolutely. We do appreciate you guys. And thank you for dealing with
all shenanigans.
Yes. They're always fun. These are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun and laughs this week due to the...
We needed it.
The heaviness of the...
Yes.
The last case that we covered. But next week, we're going to be talking about a haunted amusement park.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, the Summer of Slaughter continues?
Yes, the Summer of Slaughter continues.
I'm so down with it.
This was your down of the summer, and now we're going back up.
We're on the downswing.
Yeah, we're on the downswing.
Oh, now we're going back up. We're ramping back up. So well, I mean, a guy who kills people and serves them as burgers and pork sandwiches.
Speaking of serving up, make sure you guys follow us. Make sure you guys go to the Linktree. If there is any platform that we're not actually currently on, you need to let us know. But right now, we're on everything.
Except YouTube. We're working on that.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of time.
Yes. And make sure you guys follow the Facebook, the Instagram, like it. Make sure you guys leave a review of the show. It helps mm-hmm. us out. We do take the feedback into consideration, and it's very serious to us. But number two, thank you.
Make sure your downloads are on.
Yes.
Yeah. Please download the episodes. That's the only way we can track how we're doing. If you listen on Apple, please leave us a review.
Yes.
We would highly appreciate it. And we hope you guys had a lot of fun this episode. I know we did.
Mm-hmm.
Just making some lighthearted fun for the holidays. So
disgusting, Sam.
Enjoy your 4th of July. It's my. Don't stop at any roadside pit barbecue places.
Won't do that now.
Yeah, I've ruined that for everybody.
Everyone.
And look out for them hot dogs. Until then, guys, stay creepy, and we will see you next Friday.
Bye, guys.